Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now News Show. A lot of names there. Maybe we should figure out how to shorten that. Where we keep you informed, entertained, and maybe even a little intrigued. Today, we've got stories that range from community workshops and cultural dances to some eyebrow-raising local crime news. And, of course, winter adventures. Stick around. You won't want to miss a thing. And while you're here, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and all the other little buttons down. There's a bunch of things you hit, but just hit them all. Follow us on our social media as well for the latest updates. Now, let's dive in. First up, we've got a story that's unfortunately full of bad behavior. In a critical area, no less, that's right, the National Park Service is asking for help in identifying individuals who caused significant damage to the plants at Eureka Dunes in Death Valley National Park. This area is home to rare and protected species, including the Eureka Dunes evening primrose and the Eureka Valley dune grass. The culprits drove off-road vehicles over the dunes, a big no-no in the park. If you have any information that could help, contact the park at 760-786-2331. Let's help protect these national treasures. Next, we're talking about a troubling case in Big Pine. For the second time, someone attempted to steal tribal funds belonging to the Big Pine Paiute tribe of the Owens Valley. This time, a fraudulent wire transfer was caught before it could go through. The tribe is working closely with law enforcement to investigate and prevent further attempts. This marks the second attempt presumed to be made by the same individuals since May of last year. It's a good reminder that vigilance against cybercrimes and fraud is more important than ever. Stay alert and safeguard your finances, folks. Level up your health with Peak IV Therapy in Mammoth. You looking to feel your best, recover faster, or simply boost your wellness? I know I am. Well, Peak IV Therapy has you covered, specializing in functional medicine. They offer cutting-edge treatments designed to optimize your health and get you back to living your best life. With IV therapies, PRP therapy, HRT, and cryotherapy, Peak IV has a wide variety of treatments to help you reach your peak. Unlock your body's natural healing powers. Rehydrate, replenish, and revitalize with customized nutrient infusions. Whether you're hitting the slopes or just need a wellness boost, Peak IV therapy is your go-to destination for cutting-edge care. Book your session today and experience the peak of health in the heart of Mammoth. Call 760-923-8991 for more information or to schedule an initial consultation. Trust me, not only am I the marketer for it, I'm also a client. Some of you will remember that one. Heads up for anyone impacted by public safety power shutoffs. There's a workshop you won't want to miss. Inyo and Mono counties are hosting a public workshop to discuss PSPS. Sounds like somebody telling a secret. ADD, it's a pain. Events and emergency alerts using the Genesis platform. It's happening on Tuesday, January 28th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Clint G. Quilter Consolidated Office Building. This is your chance to learn about emergency preparedness and provide feedback. Don't miss this opportunity to get informed and stay safe. Calling all professionals, on Tuesday, January 21st from 12 to 1 p.m., Mammoth Hospital hosts a power lunch titled Competing in the Age of AI at Parallax on Mammoth Mountain. Join Dr. Michael Karch, a local orthopedic surgeon and author, as he dives into AI's transformative impact on healthcare and business. Learn about AI integration, its pros, its cons, and strategies to drive innovation while addressing challenges. Registration is $25 for members and $35 for non-members, with gondola access included. Want more? Hit the slopes with the Chamber Ski Power Hour before lunch from 10 to 11:45 a.m. Spots are limited. Register now at the Mammoth Chamber of Commerce website. Read more about this event and Dr. Karch at easternsierranow.com. And finally, let's end on a fun note with winter adventures in Mammoth Lakes. Whether you're into skiing, snowboarding, snowshoeing, any of the above, or many, many more, Mammoth Lakes has you covered. The fresh snow and crisp mountain air make it the perfect spot for outdoor enthusiasts this season. From scenic gondola rides to après-ski hotspots, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to bundle up and check out the latest snow report before you hit the slopes. For more info on all the winter fun, head over to Eastern Sierra Now and start planning your next adventure. Do you love staying in the loop with all things local, news, events, weather, splash of wit? Well, it's time to take your fandom beyond the beyond by joining our Patreon. You're not just supporting Eastern Sierra Now, you're unlocking exclusive perks. Think early access to stories, behind-the-scenes content, and maybe even a cryptid sighting or two. Hey, anything's possible in the Sierra. Your support keeps the snowballs rolling and the mics hot, so we can keep bringing you the content you love. Plus, who doesn't want to say I was here first, right? So saddle up, hit that link, and join the coolest crew this side of the mountain. Let's make the Sierra shine brighter together. Some upcoming events. The Mono Arts Council will be hosting a Numu social dance cultural experience tonight at 5:30 p.m. This event is open to all ages and costs a $5 donation. Tonight, Distant Brewing will also be hosting its weekly open mic. Signups start at 6, and some equipment is provided. The Let's Do Money Better class will continue tomorrow, January 14th, starting at 6 p.m. at the C5 Art Studio. Visit the C5 Art Studio's website for more information on the class and its cost. Also, tomorrow night, Mammoth Brewing Company is continuing its weekly trivia night, starting at 6:30 p.m. This event is perfect for humbling those that know it all. We all have that friend. Come on. And the bonus, there are cash prizes for the winners. You ready to mark your calendars? Don't miss out on these fun and enriching community events. Visit easternsierranow.com/events to read more about these and so much more. Well, here's a look at today's ski report as we carve into the week. Base depth, solid 46 inches of machine groom packed powder perfection. With 175 trails open, 23 left spinning, and the mountain is calling. Oh, it's loud and clear. This week, expect sunny skies paired with brisk, crisp temps. Kind of interesting little turn of phrase there. Translation, it means fast and chalky snow that'll have you gliding like a pro. Stick to the groomers, don't you know, for buttery turns, or seek out those shady spots for some extra fluff. Feeling adventurous? Low angle trees are serving up the fun today. Remember, choose your terrain that matches your skills. It's all about keeping it safe while shredding. Trust me, I've crashed pretty hard. Now, grab those goggles and make this day on the slopes one to remember. Happy riding. Got something to say? Let Eastern Sierra Now help you say it. Loud and clear. Whether you're a business looking to snag prime advertising space or someone with a burning passion for podcasts, we've got you covered. Promote your brand to an engaged local audience or start your own show with our pro-level gear and expert support. Think of us as your all-access pass to the airwaves. And speaking of shows, don't miss Beyond the Beyond with Tanner Rush, our weekly dive into cryptids, mysteries, and the totally unexplained. It's absolutely fun. Spoiler, it's as wild as spotting Bigfoot on US 395. Which actually isn't as wild as you would think. You should listen to the show. You'll understand. So are you ready to make some noise? Reach out today and let's get your voice where it belongs, on everyone's playlist. Contact us at advertise@easternsierranow.com to get started. Don't wait. Go do it right now. And now let's dive into sports, where the Bishop Broncos have been on fire across the board. This segment, of course, as always, is sponsored by the Back Alley Bull and Grill, the best place to get a burger here in Bishop and to knock down some pins. Disagree? Well, you can vote for the best burgers in Bishop and Mammoth in our new poll. Go check it out. It's in the header banner on our page. You'll also see us across Instagram. Definitely get in there. Where's your favorite burger? You can pull. We can settle this once and for all. By the end of January, we are going to know who the best burger is in Bishop and Mammoth. So head over there today and make sure you get your vote in and get your voice heard, as well as your taste buds satisfied. I don't know. Let's get to sports. First up, girls varsity soccer. And wow, talk about a game. The Broncos dominated the Desert Scorpions in a jaw-dropping 13-0 victory. Ashley Sandoval led the charge with an incredible 3 goals, while Willow Blanks added her own hat trick, naming her the player of the game. This team is scoring more than a Black Friday sale. Way to go, Broncos. The team is currently ranked number 1 in the High Desert League with a record of 8-1. So stay tuned to see how the girls play out the rest of the season. Moving indoors, the boys' varsity basketball team lit up the court Friday night in a showdown with the Desert Scorpions. Both teams entered undefeated in league play, but the Broncos made it clear they're the top dogs. Behind Emery Dondero's monster 23-point performance and Chris Charlie's 17 points, the Broncos took home a commanding 71-58 win. They're now 5-0 in league play, and next up is a battle with Cal City. Get your tickets, folks. On the mats, the Broncos wrestling team showed grit in a three-way meet against Desert and Kern Valley. Standouts included Jesus Delgado, who pinned his opponent Michael Trejo, who scored so many points the match ended early, and Keno Graves, who crushed it with an 8-0 win and made a deep run at the Silverado tournament. Kano's season record, solid 10-3. Coach Howell praised the team's progress, but they are hungry for more. Their next stop, Kern Valley, January 22nd. Three teams, three electrifying performances. The Broncos are making waves, and we're here for every play. Thank you again to Back Alley Bowl and Grill for making these sports highlights possible and spotlighting these incredibly talented players. Again, if you're a friend or parent and you were at the games and or matches and have pictures or video, please send them to us at info@easternsierranow.com. We would love to get these out with these sports reports and actually show these kids and how amazing they are. Some of these we can get ourselves, but we can't be at every match. So if you're there just snapping a few, just send them over to us. We'll make that happen. Okay, Eastern Sierra, here's your weather report to keep you ahead of the game for the next few days. Starting with Bishop, today, Monday, we're looking at mostly sunny skies with a high of 47 and a brisk low of 23. Perfect for layering up and soaking in some winter sunshine. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the sun keeps shining and we warm up a bit with a high of 57, low of 24. Might even feel like spring if you squint. And Wednesday, more sunshine and highs sticking around 59 and 25. Heading up to Mammoth Lakes, it's chilly today with partial sunshine and a high of 33, dropping to a brisk 13 degrees overnight. Bundle up if you're headed out. Tuesday brings some relief from the cold with sunny skies, high of 43, but the low is still a frosty 14. By Wednesday, we're still basking in plenty of sun with another high of 44, and you guessed it, low of 13. So, whether you're hitting the slopes or just enjoying the views, make sure to dress for the chill. Stay warm. Stay safe. See you out there. And that wraps up today's Eastern Sierra Now News Show, your one-stop source for everything happening in the heart of the Eastern Sierra. From keeping your community safe to keeping your trivia team sharp, we've got you covered. Be sure to subscribe to our channel and follow us on social media to stay in the know. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. I'm Jesse Steele.